This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How you doing, Andy?
Very well. What a weekend.
Smashed it in some
Very
sense.
Good. I was at a wedding. Had a great weekend. Free bar wedding as well. Oof. In a castle. Who doesn't love that? And then add on top of that, my phone just giving me excellent football notifications. So
all you can look for. And you better introduce the man who kicked it all off for us this weekend.
I will do, but I will also add that being at that wedding meant I didn't see Dundee United get beat this weekend. So even better for me, just as a football fan. So as Gordon alluded to, we have the same guest as last week who had a very good week. So hi, Mr. Dave Greenfield.
All right, how we doing, guys? Good work.
Yeah, very, very good. A lot of that was down to your picks last week. Tremendous once again.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, really, really good work. And we will get on to reviewing last week and how we got on. New listeners, obviously, the spoilers being put out there that we had a pretty damn good week last week. So let's get right in about it. Going through the bankers, the values, the outsiders, and the charity picks from last weekend. We'll have a short break, and then we'll hit out with the picks for next week, the weekend of February 11th. So last week, the banker bets, mine was a traditional 3 p.m. Saturday UK time in the English Premier League for Brighton versus Bournemouth, and the home win for Brighton. Quite fancied it. I just didn't see the game going any way, other way at odds of 1-3. And it was quite late in the day. It did come in, but it was looking pretty shaky for a while. Brighton with the 1-0 winner with a very late goal.
I mean, the amount of times we've been fucked by late goals, to be honest, it's quite nice to just have one. It's like, yeah, one went our way, and you know, it did. No late goal needed for me, as Dave picked my banker bet ahead of time by texting me. We have a group that obviously discusses our picks before we come on, but nothing for the middle section. He texts me going, are you backing Napoli? Of course I'm backing Napoli. And they went out and won 3-0. Kvaratskhelia and Victor Osimhen are the two at the moment. Victor Osimhen's coming to the Premier League next year, man. He's been unbelievable at the moment for Napoli. He got a brace as well. A 3-0 win over Spezia. And that was actually Sunday. So I was the last of the bankers. But Dave, how did your traditional kickoff go?
Yeah, just say if Boschman stays fit, yeah, he'll be at Chelsea next year for about 600 million, I know.
Over 20 years, though.
My banker was Middlesbrough against Blackpool. And I like Middlesbrough, and they duly won 3-0. Tuber Akpom, the league's top goal scorer, got a brace. And then Paddy McNair, once of Manchester United fame, completed the scoring. I mean, Middlesbrough bossed the game. They had 76% possession, 6 shots on target to Blackpool's 1. So, like we were saying last week, no Big Mick energy to get them started. But
yeah. Yeah, the banker treble.
Beauty. Banker treble in combined odds of around 1.8 to 1. So hey, can't ask for better than that. On to the value picks. I was in the Belgian league, the top league there, the Jupiler Pro League, which has done me well of late. And I was backing against bottom club Serang and taking Leuven to get an away from home win. This game was 1-1 at half time, although Leuven seemed to have the better of it according to the stats. And I got a wee goal alert in the 85th minute and thought things were all rosy. Nope. The goal was for the home team, Serang. So I lost my value pick. So my 4-5 shot did not come in.
I mean, mine started a lot better than even money. Mine's just Lorient versus Angers. And we briefly discussed Lorient versus Reims midweek as well. Which was one of those glorious ones where both teams got paid out, irrespective of who you picked. Lorient went up 2-0 and then lost the game 4-2, which we did say I wouldn't have backed him. I'd have backed Reims in that spot. But I was on Lorient for my value and... kind of nothing game, 0-0, pretty even game overall. The write-up of it didn't allude to much happening on either side. There was no chopped off goals or anything there. So yeah, didn't get the values here. And I wait until we finish the values and the charities before I discuss the overall week here. But it's a very unusual week for a couple of reasons. So Dave, take us through your value.
Yeah, so my value is Gillingham against Crawley. And you could get Gillingham at 11-10, and they ended up winning the game 1-0. Very even first half. Literally, the stats were 50% possession each, one shot on target each, like normal game. But then Gillingham didn't take control of possession, but they upped their game and had seven shots on target to Crawley's only one in the second half. And it was Sean Williams that got the goal just after half time, which. They've held on pretty comfortably after that for 1-0 win.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Dave. Myself and Gordon falling at the value hurdle, but you continuing your good run and even getting the value pick in. We then move on to the outsiders. Now, I've been saying it for the last few weeks that this has been this season easily our most profitable section, regularly hitting two out of three outsiders, and the big odds we put them on at, I always back them as a Trixie, so two out of three is wonderful. But for 2023 at least, chasing the first time we get all three out of three. And my game was Sunday in the Jupiler Pro League, backing Genk away from home at Ghent, just doing my nice pronunciations of my K's and my T's there, who were the league leaders and who I've backed a lot of times in the banker slot, actually falling into the outsider slot this week, but sticking with them, and I'm glad I did, as they ran out 3-2 winners. They went a goal down, so the game was bookended by Ghent goals. They scored first. Ghent then went 3-1 up, and as we know, the Belgian Jupiler Pro League is not an early payout league, so when Ghent scored to make it 3-2 with 2 minutes to go, I was kind of thinking, oh no, why am I having to sweat this?
Yeah.
But they held on and they had the best of the game as well. So my outsider, reasonably comfortable, albeit it ended in a 3-2 win for Genk. So a 13-8 outsider win.
I think Flash Score even got mixed up with that, because I'm texting you boys at one point. They said it was 2-1 to Ghent, and it was actually 2-1 to Genk, wasn't it? So I mean, I got confused with the name to the teams.
They pressed the wrong button because the teams look so similar. Absolutely. Yeah, but no, the Bet365 alert didn't get it wrong. So it was pretty clear from watching their graphics what was going on. Delighted.
The Flash Score one was funnier because it said like VAR under review. It's like, how badly was this reviewed that the other team got a goal? Like, what happened at the build up here? But yeah, great pick there. 13-8 as well. You could have actually, if you chopped around, you can get a wee bit more than that too. It actually kicked off a bit higher a price.
I think they came in. They went up and then came in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're saying 13-8 is a great price. It wasn't in comparison to what yourself and Dave did. So, Gordo, take us through it.
Yeah, so this was my only Saturday game. Bit of an odd one for me. Yeah, this was Kiza versus Sud Tirol, and I really fancied Sud Tirol in this spot. They scored almost immediately in the game. About 10 minutes in, they'd had the ball in the back of the net, which was fantastic. And then nothing really happened until we got a goal alert for Pisa. Went in to have a look, and I got a goal under review, which is... I'm never really on the side of goal under review, right? You know, with games, it's generally when you're getting a goal, you're wanting it. But it was taken away, and Pisa went on to win this game 1-0. It was a 1-0 game where they were battered by Pisa for most of it. But, you know, to get a 16-5 outsider in, you've got to have some luck in there. And yeah, well, you don't have to have some luck. Let's go talk about Dave's pick where he got fucking no luck at all. And just so Dave,
all finish, skill
finishes off. How did your outsider go?
Yeah, so I was at Wolves against Liverpool, and I like Wolves at 16-5. And Julie won this game 3-0. They took the lead for a Matty Bone goal in 5 minutes. And then Dawson followed up a shot with a rebound, scored on his debut for Wolves after 12 minutes. And as we know, if you'd backed it with 3-6-5, you were paid out anyway after 12 minutes.
I was.
But, you know, Liverpool didn't even get back in the game. Wolves went on to score a third through Neves in the 71st minute. Although, unless you're Jurgen Klopp, who claimed that goal didn't count. Have you
doesn't
seen
count.
Yeah. He claimed it doesn't count because it's the only time they passed the halfway line in the second half. I mean, someone needs to tell Klopp that's not really how football works. Yeah. But clutching at straws there. But to be fair, like I said last week, I've got a few mates that are Wolves fans, and they were there, and you know, Lamina and Ait Nuri were class for Wolves. They were really good. I mean, Liverpool had 22 attempts, but only 4 on target. There's just something not right down the line is through the spine of the team, I think.
Yeah, the Athletic have done a really good video on why Liverpool's high press. It's either the Athletic or Tifo, one of the two of them, why Liverpool's high press isn't working anymore for them. And Wolves are just like the team that are going to fuck you if you get that. There's so much skill in the later half of the park, but. Fantastic, Dave. What a pick.
So 3 out of 3 outsiders, and your boys with your 16-5 shots, they are big odds, over 3-1. A £2.50 Trixie returned £216 3 pence.
And you were at a free bar.
Substantial.
Which is even better at that point.
I know. And if we thought, I was saying earlier, the 1.78-1 banker treble was impressive. This was 45.3-1. And it didn't need a last minute Brighton goal. So well done, everyone. That's a huge result. And it keeps up our good run of outsiders. And it also hopefully gave a lot of our listeners a very big return. On to the charity bets. We have been dry in 2023. So we went all of January without hitting one, although we've been close with a couple of 2 out of 3s. I did not get my charity pick in this week. I was in the Belgian League, the Jupiler Pro again, for Eupen versus Westerlo, taking the away win at better than even. So it was 5-4. Julie obliged and went a goal up, but were pegged back through a second half Eupen penalty, and the game finished 1-1. So no charity winner for me.
No charity for winner for me also. This was Tottenham versus Man City, and I thought Man City would be do well enough to beat them. They didn't. They were, you know, Kane 1-0. The least likely result when Tottenham winning for me is them winning it closely as well. I couldn't believe their record. Actually, we did touch on it a little bit that, you know, every time they've played, they've had a pretty positive result out of it. But I thought Man City were going to be much better than Spurs. They weren't. So congrats, and congrats to Harry Kane and overtaking. And now being the top goal scorer, English goal scorer of all, I think.
Taking over Jimmy Greaves' record.
Jimmy Greaves.
Yeah. So congrats, but no charity for me. So Dave, how did you round out this weekend?
Yeah, not a charity winner for me either, although I really like this. It's Harrogate. But to Carlisle's 19 attempts, they had 8 on goal and 7 block shots. And 4 off target, but Harrogate was an own goal on 82 minutes that they got the winner through. I mean, we recorded last Tuesday, and Harrogate had played last Tuesday night, and they beat they'd won 5-1 in midweek, and I thought they were getting excited, but no, they couldn't do it here, sadly.
I was going to say, Carlisle are forgiven, because after we recorded last week, they obviously played that very night, and I just put a single on them. And they went and won 5-1 at home against Barrow. So, you know, fair enough. And it didn't matter, Dave, because Gordo and I also didn't get our charity bet in this week. So 7 out of 12 for the podcast overall. But the way that they were combined was very, very lucrative. And we all got those big outsiders in. So a very successful week.
I mean, that's what I was chatting to Andy last night, and this is what I was going to say, was that it's amazing that, like, we got our easy picks, per se, in. We got our really difficult ones in, and then we lost five out of six flips. Like, yeah, it's just like, pick heads, nah, it was tails, five out of six times. But yeah, so just a really odd way of how they came in, but, you know, a very lucrative way, as Andy said, so.
Yeah, very happy with it. And hopefully, if we can do that again this week, we'll be absolutely laughing. Before we get on to the picks for this week, just to remind everyone that we do have a Patreon channel. You can give something back to the podcast, support us, help us keep going as a going concern, by being a member of the Trampled Bet Club for £6 a month. So it's patreon.com/trampledbet, or just download the Patreon app on your phone, search for Trampled Bet. As a member of the club, you get this podcast as an early release video podcast. So we're filming this on Wednesday evening. So you get it nice and early before the podcast hits the Sports Social Network on the Friday. You also get a special middle section. So while we cut to an ad break during the audio podcast, you will get us shooting the breeze about stuff that's happened in the gambling world, the sporting world, and also picks that we quite liked for this weekend show but didn't make it. So other picks that we potentially looked at, and across not just football, across all sorts of sports. And possibly the handiest thing you get is the cheat sheet. So all the picks written down so that you're able to tell the difference between Ghent and Genk by just pulling it up on the Patreon app. Really appreciate all our Patreon members. Thank you to all of you who already subscribe, but you know, we'd obviously love some more. Okay, we're going to hit the short ad break now. Patreons, we will see you for the middle section. We'll catch everyone after this short break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, February 11th, 2023. As usual, we'll run through the normal order, banker pick from each of us, value pick from each of us, outsider pick from each of us, and round it up with a charity treble. We will try and hit that charity treble for the first time of 2023, so on next week's show, we can announce that we have donated some money to charity. Okie doke. I'm going to start with my banker for this week, which will undoubtedly be the last pick chronologically of all the games, because it's Monday evening in the Italian top division, the Serie A, for Sampdoria versus Inter. So it's UK time of 7:45 p.m. on Monday. And the away win on Inter Milan is 4-9, so just under 1-2. Inter are second place in the league. They've got 43 points from 21 matches and a plus 15 goal difference. Sampdoria are 19th, so that is second bottom of the 20-team league, with only 10 points from 21 matches and a minus 26 goal difference. So this is second top versus second bottom in a 20-team league. Form-wise, Inter have collected 10 points from the last five games. Sampdoria are dead last in the five-game form table with just the 1 point from their last five league matches. Sampdoria are also dreadful at home. So of the 10 points so far this season, only two of those have come from their home games. So really, really poor at home. They've played, as I say, 10 home games, conceding 16 goals and only scoring twice. So just 2 points and just two goals at home this season. Head-to-head over the last 10 meetings, so that's dating back to 2018, 8 Inter wins, 1 draw and 1 Sampdoria win. So recent head-to-head is in Inter's favour as well. The last two meetings, although both being played in Milan, have resulted in 3-0 victories for Inter. So they should have more than enough to beat a very poor Sampdoria side. And it's worth waiting till Monday evening for this banker bet at 4-9.
Nice. I actually looked at this as a pick as well, and the only reason I didn't pick it was because it was on Monday and I had one. It was on Monday a couple of weeks back. And I feel like the sweat on 11 of 12 on a Monday is going to be so difficult for you. But they'll go up 2-0 pretty quickly. So, and also, Sampdoria got a point last week against Monza.
It's a 2-2 draw.
It was a 2-2 draw. They were 2-1 up until the 95th minute where Mario Pessina from Monza managed to score for them. I was watching that game. They are shit. They brought on Quagliarella just now for them, who's 41.
I'm going to say all day.
He's still stuck. He's still getting the game.
Who's a mixture of Disney favourites Quasimodo and Cinderella.
Yes. We're a very Disney-themed show this week, aren't we? But yeah, so I think it's a really good pick, Andy. I have a pick of a similar ilk. Leeds are beating Man United in the Premier League just now. Sorry, just as I flash score. This is Nice versus Aishi Ajaccio, and this is definitely chronologically the first pick of the week. So this is Friday night at 8 p.m. Nice have been fantastic since the restart after the World Cup. They've came back and they've taken, I think, 13 points from 5 games. Contrast that with AC Ajaccio's 3 points from 5 games. They're only 3 points coming when Angers were 1-0 up against them, got a man sent off, and AC Ajaccio come back and won it 2-1. Angers, the actual worst team in the league, as opposed to just one of the bottom dwellers. Contrast the two teams' points totals at the moment. You've got Nice on 34 in 8th place, and you've got AC Ajaccio on 18 points in 22nd. Now, it doesn't sound like Nice have been fantastic so far. Consider the opposition they've played in the last couple of weeks. They went to Marseille and won the game 3-1 against them. They beat Lens, who are right up towards the top of the league as well. They beat Lille and they beat Montpellier 6-1 in those games. Their only blemish was a 0-0 draw against Rennes, who we were talking about last week, have got Will Stillin as their manager at the moment and who's doing pretty good business for them. And Balogun. Nice have been really good. Ajaccio have not been great. They lost 7-1 to Monaco a couple of weeks ago. You can get them at what I think is quite big banker odds, 4-7. So that's Friday night game, and it's an early payout league. So starting us off gently. Dave, are we in England?
We are in England, yeah. We're in the Championship. And it's Burnley against Preston. And we'll have Burnley here at 1-2. So Burnley, top of the league here, 65 points from there, 29 games. They've scored 58 and he conceded 26. Preston, mid-table, they're in 11th. They've took 40 points from there, 29. But they've only scored 27 goals this season, conceded 33. Burnley first in the form table. They've taken 15 from the last 5. Where Preston have only taken 6 from 5. Burnley have got the best home record in the league, taking 37 points from 15. They've also only conceded 12 home goals this season. Preston's away record's pretty good, actually. They've took 27 from 14. But you're looking at Burnley's side here. They haven't lost in the league since the 5th of November. And they lost to Sheffield United. They've won 10 straight games since then in the league, beating Norwich 3-0 last week. Preston have lost 5 in their last 8. Burnley got a decent record against Preston and won the last 3 and drew 2. And Burnley also ranked first in goals scored in the league. They're averaging 2 goals a game, whereas Preston are averaging 0.9. And also Preston haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 5. And for a team that, have scored double the amount of goals that Preston have this time of the season, and the way they're playing under Kompany, can't see anything but a Burnley win here.
Pick. Yeah, 3 very solid picks, all around 1-2, which is pretty high for banker bets. And if you take into all early payout leagues, all accumulator bonus leagues, if you're using 365s, it takes the odds of the banker treble over 2.5 to 1.
Nice. Which you say early payout. One of the games is on Monday night. It's not that early.
You might be hanging around, but you may even get an early payout in the first half in that game, all things being equal. So yeah, 2.48 to 1 is the exact odds that the banker treble works out at. So that's Inter Milan, Nice and Burnley. On to the value picks now, where we up the odds slightly. These tend to fall around the even money mark, although I think Gordo's got a wee bit of a surprise for us this week. And Gordo, you're also a liar. With your 8 p.m. on Friday being the earliest match. Let me take you to the Bundesliga on Friday evening for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff between Schalke and Wolfsburg. So I've got the latest game. I've also got the earliest game. Schalke dead last in the 18-team Bundesliga. They've got 11 points from 19 games and a huge minus 27 goal difference. Wolfsburg, they're up in 7th spot, 29 points and a plus 12 goal difference. Form-wise, Wolfsburg have picked up 9 points from the last 5 matches, whereas Schalke are second bottom of that 5-game form table with only 2 points. And those 2 points came from their last 2 matches. So obviously they drew both of them. Would you like to have a guess at the score in both games?
1-1?
No, no.
0-0. Yeah, Dave, they don't score any goals. So that's why they've just not been getting any points. But they've managed 2 goalless draws in their last 2 games, and that's where the two points have come from. And in fact, they actually only scored 1 goal across those 5 games to earn those 2 points. So yeah, they're not scoring any goals. The last 5 times the teams have met, dating back to 2020, 4 Wolfsburg wins and a draw. Would you like to guess what score that draw was? It was a 0-0 draw. Yeah, so Wolfsburg may have lost their last 3 games, but it's been to much better opposition, with Bayern Munich and Union Berlin being their last 2 losses. But the good thing is they did score in all 3 of those losses against better opposition. So I'm pretty sure they can get a goal or 2 against Schalke. And with how Schalke can't score any goals, that should be enough to carry them on to victory here. And I think the away price on Wolfsburg at 10-11 is pretty good value at just under even money.
Decent. No, I think that is good. I'm sorry that I deceived all of our patrons by half an hour when it comes to the in this game. I assured you it was not deliberate. Yeah, so let's talk odd values for me. This one's a bit odd because it's quite a big price, but I think I've got good reasoning, and I swithered about putting it in the charity slot, but I think it fits value a lot better because I think it is a really good value pick. Sierra B, this is on the 11th at 5:15, which is very much a traditional Italian kickoff time in that league. So yeah, on Saturday, I really fancy Perugia to win against Ascoli away from home. Two teams that are right beside each other in the league, they're tied on points, 13th and 14th, 26 points each. If it's a tale of two halves of the seasons, however, so because since Perugia came back from that break, the enforced international break, they've been great. They beat Brescia last week 4-0. They beat Bari 2-0 in there. They lost to Parma, they beat Benevento, and they drew with Palermo in there, who I've also backed at another part of this podcast. Ascoli, not so much. Losing 3-0 last week to Cittadella, 2-1 to Palermo. They drew with Spal, but lost to Ternana, and a 1-0 loss to Regina as well. Ascoli's home form's not much better. I know we're starting to go past the break now, but they haven't won a game at home in 5. Their last one being against Cagliari in there. 2 draws and 3 losses. Perugia's away form's been great. They've also got a really good head-to-head in this game. If you look at the last 4 times this game's played, because they're in the same division, at Ascoli, Perugia have won all 4. So they've beaten Ascoli each time they've played. Back to it's not as if I'm going back to like 1946, isn't here as well. You know, it's 2019. That it goes back to 1-0, 4-1, 1-0, 3-0 in there. And they beat them when the fixture was reversed as well. They've just got a really good record against Ascoli here. And I think the spicy odds of 2-1 at Hills, 15-8 at Bet365 merit this being a value pick rather than an outsider.
It just seems like such a good outsider pick. And considering how well we've been doing at the outsiders, it just seems like this was made for it.
I consider anything under 2-1 a value. Get yourself right up over that 2-1 mark if you're doing this. No, I just think that I had 2 really strong outside. I've been picking outsiders quite well recently, right? And my values have been really tough to get. So let's take the flip out of my hands. Get me up a 2-1 play around.
Football betting's really hard. How can I make it harder?
Everyone has a thought process. Mine is not always clear. But yeah, so
I like the pick. I like the pick. You know, the way you've explained it there, it just seems perfect.
So yeah, you'll get them around 2-1. So Dave, you get something 3-1, 4-1 for your value, or what are we doing?
Sadly not, but do you know how much stick you're going to get if that comes in and your outsider doesn't?
Yeah, and the outsider treble fails as a result.
You're adding a lot of conjecture here, guys. Right, come on, just let's all get all these picks in and we'll be fine.
Yeah, no, for my value, I'm taking my banker last week, and it's Cardiff against Middlesbrough, and you can get Middlesbrough at 12-11. You know, we spoke a lot about Middlesbrough last week, but they're third in the table. They've got 48 from 30, whereas Cardiff's in 21st. They've only taken 29 from their 30 games. Again, another team that can't score. They've only scored 21 league goals this season. Middlesbrough second in the form table, taking 12 from their last five. Cardiff have only taken one from their last five. Cardiff have 20th worst home record as well. They've only taken 17 points at home for 15 games. And they've only scored 11 home goals this season, which puts them down in 24th in goals scored, which is bottom of the division, with only 0.7 a goal per match. So if Middlesbrough get a couple of goals there, you certainly can't see Cardiff getting back into it. I mean, Cardiff, they haven't won a league game since the 5th of November. Lost the last three.
Is this a bank?
No.
Given here.
I know, but I'm very surprised that there weren't more banker odds and they're actually 12-11. I mean, their Borough's away form's like mid table. They've took like 19 from 15. So maybe that's why they don't fancy him a little bit away. But I mean, I certainly fancy him here to beat poor Cardiff. So the run Middlesbrough have been on.
This sounds like my value pick, except in England instead of in Germany. A team away from home that are doing pretty well against a team that just cannot score any goals. Yeah, no, it sounds great, Dave. And if you take the three as a treble, so Wolfsburg, Perugia, and Middlesbrough, we're up at over 10-1, 10.77-1. For the value treble this week. A lot of that obviously down to Gordon with his 15-8 shot. Yeah. We're looking ambitious.
It's an early payout league,
I like
boys.
It.
It's definitely not an early payout game. They're going to win it 1-0 probably. So
on to the outsiders then. We obviously were very successful last week. We have been very successful this season picking outsiders. So let's hope that trend continues. I've got a Friday game, I've got a Monday game. Now time for a traditional 3 p.m. Saturday game in the Scottish Championship between Greenock Morton and Queen's Park. Queen's Park, currently top of the Scottish Championship. They're leading second place Ayr United by 4 points, and they've picked up 43 points from 23 games and a plus 16 goal difference. Morton are back in seventh. That doesn't sound that far back, but it is only a 10-team league. So they're in seventh place with 31 points from 22 games and a plus 7 goal difference. But the interesting thing here is the difference in form. Queen's Park lead the league's 5-game form table, 10 points from the last 5 games, whereas Morton are dead last with only 2 points from their last 5 games. Much like the actual league standings, Morton are seventh in the league home table, Queen's Park top of the league's away from home table. And I think the way that the momentum is with both clubs right now, if you asked me to pick a winner of that game, I'd be picking Queen's Park. And they're actually priced up at 9-5. So you're almost getting 2-1 for a team that I think is more likely to win. So that's just excellent value. So there we go, Gordon. Sorry they're under 2-1. But there's Queen's Park.
The value section. Are you maybe going to find a big boy pick for like the real stuff, or are you just going to keep it around there?
Let me just try and get this in as a winner. Getting a team that's priced up as an underdog in as a winner, I'd be more than happy with. So my outsider for the week, Queen's Park.
I mean, my outsider's not much bigger a price than my value, to be honest. It's around there. So, but I am over the 2-1 mark for my threshold here. I'll take us to Spain for two teams that you probably aren't really that interested in. And we shouldn't be, because they're going to draw. This is Valladolid versus Osasuna. If you look at the overall table, it's ninth place Osasuna on 29 points, scored 19, conceded 19, versus Valladolid, who have scored 15, conceded 28, and are on 23 points. So only separated by 6 points. These teams, Osasuna have drawn their last 5 games away from home in a row. So some of them in cup games, and some of them went to penalties and they've had to do that. But their last 5 away games have been draws. They're just drawing games at the moment when they're playing away from home. Valladolid's home games have been decided by, when they're not playing against Real Madrid, 1 goal. So they beat Real Sociedad 1-0 and they beat Valencia 1-0. They had 1 game where they lost 3-0 against Madrid, but they lost to Real Vallecano 1-0 and they lost 1-0 to Mallorca. They aren't scoring many goals here. They've scored 2 goals in their last 5 games. Osasuna, you know, are scoring goals, but they're tending to draw games at the moment here. I just think this game looks like a draw all day and a 0-0 draw all day. It's a game I expect to get notifications for here. I'm going to take it as a correct score, but I'm not putting that in the podcast as some kind of deranged pick. I've already been there with my value. So, yeah, you'll get them at 21 to 10. So big price. The bookies think this game's going to be around the draw as well. Pricing, this is Coral's line on this. 9-5, 2-1, 7-4. That's the lineup for their prices here. It just looks like a game that's going to end up a draw. 21 to 10 tick for the draw here. You want to go daft, go correct score daft. And this probably goes out to probably me and Joey in here. 6-1, because he'll love a bit of that. So, yeah, I think this game's going to be a draw. Dave, where are you going for your outsider here? I'm looking forward to this. Have been all
I'm going to surprise a few people here, and I'm also going to Spain. But I'm going to La Liga 2, and it's Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And it's Ibiza against Ponferradina. I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, you are. Yeah, that's good pronunciation.
And you get Ponferradina at 13-5. So Ponferradina are in 19th. They've got 27 points from their 26 games, whereas those Ibiza boys have been partying a bit too hard lately, and they're bottom of the league. They've only got 18 from 26. They've only scored 17 goals as well. Ponferradina been in all right form. They're mid-table, took 6 from their last 5, whereas Ibiza have only took 2 from their last 5. They've also got the 21st worst home record. This is a great record. They've took 13 points from 13 home games and scored 13 goals.
Unlucky for them.
Exactly. But Ponferradina, again, they've got a mid-table away record. They've took 11 from 13. Ibiza have drawn the last 2 games, but they've lost 5 before that, whereas Ponferradina have 3 draws, a win and a loss. Ibiza have 1 win in their last 18 league games. So, like I said, they're clearly out all night partying and not worrying about their football. But they've had 4 meetings historically. Ponferradina won 2. There's a draw, and they've won 1 in the cup. One great thing I did find when I was looking, researching this game, is Ibiza have a defender, and his name is Ibiza. Which is brilliant. Even spelled exactly in the same way. And they've also got a, I don't know if you remember, Nolito. Yeah, he played for Man City. Sevilla and Celta Vigo. He's obviously going to live it up in Ibiza. Because let's face it, if you're a professional footballer at the end of your career and Ibiza come calling, you're going to Ibiza, aren't you? But no, I think Ponferradina look good here at 13-5, considering how Bad Ibiza have been playing. I mean, is there a league under La Liga 2? Where will they end up, Ibiza?
Yeah, are you referring to the RFEF Division 8? Yeah.
Is that a professional league?
I'm not sure, but I like your pick in here, Dave. And I've backed against Ibiza multiple times this season already when Granada played them, beat them in 2-0, and some other folk in there. So good pick. And welcome to your wee holiday section.
Yeah, boosting across to Spain unexpectedly. So we've got wins for Queen's Park and Ponferradina and a draw between Valladolid and Osasuna. And the treble, if you fancy the outsider treble, works out 30.24-1. But I'll be putting it on as usual as a Trixie. So I just need two of them to come in. And we have another successful outsider week. They are the main picks from the show. Now on to the not-so-small matter of the charity bet, because I'm getting anxious and we haven't hit one in 2023. Okay, we're only just into the second month, but you know, we want to get some money on the board and donated to charity. So let's do it this week. And I think I've got, a good pick for this Sunday. So, you know, the casual observer might not notice, but those of you that are paying attention will notice I've got games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I'm just spreading myself across the weekend. And I'm back in Belgium in the Jupiler Pro League, 12:30 on Sunday for Genk versus Antwerp. And the home win for Genk here is 10-11. The only surprise really is it's taken so long for Genk to be mentioned on this week's picks, but they are here in the charity slot. They did the business in my outsider slot last week away at Ghent. Once again, they're great odds here at home to Antwerp. They still lead the league, 62 points from 24 matches, a massive plus 38 goal difference. Antwerp are good. They're in third spot, but that's still 15 points behind Genk, so they're on 47. Unsurprisingly, Genk are top of the league's home game table, but they are dominant at home. They've taken, it can only be described as an incredible 34 points from 12 home games. So that's 11 wins and just the one draw. The one thing that doesn't look great here is that the last time the sides met in the cup was at Genk Stadium in January. So just last month, and Antwerp turned them over 3-0. However, that was a cup game, and I'm also sure it'll give Genk that little bit of impetus to take some revenge and prove they're the better side this time round in the league fixture. If you're going to get Genk at home around even money in against anyone in this league, you should just take it, no questions asked. So my pick for the week is Genk with a K.
Anytime you now mention Belgium, I feel like we should just have a little soft voice over the back going, not an early payout league. Not an early payout league in the background there.
It's not. But then again, Gordo, neither is the Scottish Championship where I've got Queen's Park, and neither is any time you pick a fucking draw.
Well, that's not true. My 1-0 draw that I tried to back a while ago. But no, I think it's a good pick in there. So nice weekend spread there. I am in Sierra B for me, which is an early payout league. And I'm taking a pick I really thought about making a banker. They just were a little bit too high in the odds for that. And it's rampant league leaders Frosinone playing against Cittadella. Now, I've been following the Serie B for about 6 or 7 years now, and it's the same with the French lower divisions. You never really get a runaway league winner. But this year in the leagues, you're getting that. So in the French leagues, you've got a couple. Martigues are ahead in the Liga Nationale and the French League 2. You've also got teams that are way ahead. Frosinone are 11 points clear in this league. And they've only played 23 games. So, you know, they've been fantastic. They've taken 36, they've scored 36 goals, conceded 13 goals in that game, in their 23 games played. Contrast that with Cittadella, who have taken 27 points from 23, so they're over a draw a game, but they've scored only 19 and conceded 26 there. They are the joint lowest scorers in the league, despite being in 12th place. They are only 3 points out of the relegation zone. There's a big cluster of teams between 12th place and 19th that are separated by 4 points. So, you know, they may sound mid-table, but two losses and you're down towards the bottom in the relegation zone. No concern in that way for Frosinone. They've taken 29 points from their 11 games played at home this season, and they've conceded 3 goals. They don't concede many goals at home when they play there. Citadel is away form. They've taken 13 points from 12 games. They've scored less than they've conceded. They've scored 9, conceded 14. Frosinone, the form team here, taking five wins from the last 5 games. Citadel, again, have not been too bad. This is more a bet on Frosinone than it is against Citadel, but they don't tend to score many goals here. The only thing that puts this game at slightly higher odds, I think, is the fact that Citadel have won 4 out of the last 5 games times they've played here, including earlier on in the season, giving them one of their only losses in 2020. Their only losses. That was a 92nd minute goal there that they got at the end of the game. And I looked at the lineups and the stats for that. Frosinone were fucking all over them. Anyway, that aside, I think 2-3 is a really good price in here for the charity. Somewhat shite baggy. However, I will say this. Let's just get one in and then it doesn't really matter. we haven't managed to land one this yet. So, Dave, where are you now? Turkey? Greece? Are you another holiday destination?
Patreon viewers would have seen me pull a face there at the mention of those odds. And it wasn't, as you implied, because they were small. It was because you said 2-3 instead of 4-6.
As opposed to 4-6, yes. Unfortunately, I'll be sticking with what the bookmakers have got down as not to confuse anyone. But yeah, I think it's a good price. I think Frosinone will win that game. You know, they're not one I'm worried about.
I'm literally looking at it in Bet365 right now, and it says 4-6.
I've got a background on, but it says 2-3 for me. This is not the content people want to listen to, Andy. Dave, where are you and what you got? Final pick.
Not a holiday destination, but I have been to a very good festival here. It's Leeds against Man United, and it's Sunday, 2:00, and I'll take United at 4-5. Which I did really like this pick, but I think you said Leeds are beating them at the minute, aren't they?
They are, yes. But
yeah, 1-0.
1-0. The boy they signed from Zurich, that Wilfred Nonto, who banged him in against. He's in the first minute, but yeah, there's plenty of time for him. New banners are bounced. They'll be bounced back down by this Sunday.
Yeah, so like we just mentioned, this game's happening at the moment, but it's at Old Trafford. This will be the quick turnaround. This game is at Leeds, but you know, at the minute, Man United are third. They've got 42 points. Leeds in 17th. They've only got 18 points. United have taken 10 from their last 5, whereas Leeds have only taken 3 from their last 5. Leeds, no win in their last 8 Premier League games, which is, as we were saying before, it's in the sacking of Jesse Marsh. United have only lost 1 league game since the 2nd of October, and that was a loss to Arsenal in January. They've been on a really good run. Also in the Carabao Cup final, United haven't lost to Leeds in the last 6 meetings with 5 wins and a draw, excluding obviously at this moment in time.
It's just funny because you're talking about it and they're currently losing. Yeah. It's just like they've never lost. They're losing now, aren't they?
Yeah. Hopefully we can see a turnaround like that. But, Rashford's been really good. Weghorst has even looked pretty good up front for United. I mean, there was a bit of eye risers for that. But, he seems to know what he's doing. He certainly sorted them out since they were getting beat at the start of the season. They've settled really well now, United. I think maybe a big part of it has got to do with Ronaldo being moved on and bit toxicity out of the club. Bruno Fernandes is certainly playing a lot better. He's third in the league for big chances created with 14. So I think they'll have a bit. Hopefully they'll turn it around tonight, but I still think they'll have a bit too much as well at the weekend. If they lose tonight, might make it even more fired up.
Yeah, that's a bit of odds for them.
Yeah.
It's not our most ambitious charity treble of all time, gentlemen. So wins for Genk, Frosinone and Man United combines to 4.88-1, but still that'd be almost 60 quid to a charity next week. So let's hope that next week we're able to make that announcement. If you did fancy combining all of the picks, as I do every week, because one day the mega coupon, that is the dream, the 12-fold, you know, and I don't want to miss it when we do get it in, because this week it combines to over 7,500 to 1. So I'll put some spare change on that and hope to hit it big.
Every week, and that's that. Last week it'd be cashing up to like 60 quid when mine and Dave's picks were in there. But me and Andy have talked about this before, is that see when we land the mega coupon, the podcast is fucking done. We just pack
that's
up.
That's it.
What's the point? How can you come back next week and be like, yeah, we went, would you go 2 out of 2? Aye, but what about 2 weeks ago?
you hit the mega coupon. It's a thank you very much. Podcasts completed it, mate. Yeah, right, cheers.
That's it. We'll see you all for a big night out in Glasgow. All any member of the Facebook group that fancies a couple of pints on us, you're in.
And talking about that Facebook group, we do have a Facebook group. Just search Trampled Bet Podcast on Facebook and click request to join. We'll let you in. Come join the community. There's over 250 people in there talking about not just the picks from the show, but their own picks and what they like. Michael Stokes has been tracking his progress this year and always firing out with tips when it comes to rugby union, an area that I don't know anything about really, but always happy to follow Michael's suggestions because he's been very, very successful. So do come in, join the Facebook group. It's the Super Bowl this weekend. There are members of the community that really know their stuff when it comes to American football. So do get involved in that conversation because I'll be looking for you guys to give me tips when it comes to what I should be doing with my money on the American football game, because I will watch the game. It's always nice to have a little bit of interest in something that isn't the over-under on the national anthem, which is like my favourite bit of the year.
The best bit. I was just going to say, I mean, Will and Mick, I know they were both on The Outsiders as well from the Facebook group as well. So they were on the big sweat also. So yeah, congrats to that as well. And it's good to see the engagement. It's always good to hear from folk as well.
Yeah, so come and be a member of Facebook. Join the Patreon if you fancy that too, seeing the video podcast and also getting the cheat sheet of all the picks written down. Gordo, Dave, it's been enjoyable as always, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your time. And we shall see you to recap what hopefully will be another successful week on next week's show. As it is, best of luck, everyone, for this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk. Sports Social Podcast Network.